Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Jesus was buried in a rich man's tomb, but the women attending hardly thought it a decent burial. Preparations of the body had been rushed to beat the Sabbath deadline. Mark chapter 16 opens as the day breaks Sunday morning. The women worried on the way to the tomb if they would be able to move the huge stone and finish the job they'd started. How often do we worry about problems that God has already solved? When the women arrive, an angel greets them with the news that will change the world. Jesus is risen. Christianity is not a mere moral code or a philosophical speculation. Christianity was and is and forever will be a man who conquered death, bounced back from the grave, and lives today. The price was paid on the cross, but the power that has carried that news to the ends of the earth is the power of the empty tomb. After his resurrection, Jesus met frequently with his disciples and commissioned them to go and spread the good news. Jesus gives a list of miraculous signs which will follow those who believe. Each of those signs occurred in Acts or in the missionary activities of the early church. These miracles and more still occur. But miracles are no substitute for the Word of God. Miracles follow the message. They don't replace it. When Jesus ascended into heaven, the disciples descended on the world, preaching everywhere the good news. Mark says the Lord worked with them. It's one thing to work for the Lord, but what's exciting is to work with Him.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. Or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.